Good morning. You're listening to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. I'm your host, Ron LaRussa. Today we're going to be doing a special show featuring singer-songwriters of the 1970s. We'll be featuring the music of Cat Stevens, celebrating the 50th anniversary of his landmark Tea for the Tillerman album. I'll explain that in just a moment. They sold out stadiums and arenas, even though the volume of their music often couldn't break a pane of glass. Singer-songwriters of the 70s this morning on 91.5 WMFO.
If you've been thinking you're all that you've got, then don't feel alone anymore. 'Cause when we're together, then you've got a lot. 'Cause I am the river, and you are the shore.
The river
further and further from things.
That is Dave Mason, one of the early members of Traffic, along with Steve Winwood. And we heard Loggins and Messina watching the river run here at 91.5 WMFO. Good morning. Ron LaRussa here on Rock of Ages. And we are doing our first specialty show of the season this year. We are featuring singer-songwriters of the 1970s. The singer-songwriters of the 1970s really paved the way for the soft rock radio stations in the 1980s and 90s, and I have to apologize in advance. It's going to sound a little bit like a soft rock station today, but in fact, they sold out arenas like Boston Garden and Madison Square Garden just as much as the heavy rock and heavy metal acts in the 1970s, and their story is an important part of the story of album rock, so we will feature them today. Now, why? Why do this show today? I was very excited this week to read in RollingStone.com about Cat Stevens. He, of course, one of the great solo singer-songwriters in the 1970s. November will mark the 50th anniversary of Tea for the Tillerman, which is one of his landmark albums. And to celebrate, he's re-recorded the entire album. He got the original producer, one of the original guitarists, and he has recorded all 11 songs again. It's not coming out until September. But he has talked a little bit about it in this article in Rolling Stone. And apparently he's been doing up-to-date versions of these songs for his entire career, for really the last 50 years. These are not note-for-note recreations, so he wanted to celebrate that this year, and so we will feature music from Tea for the Tillerman, as well as other singer-songwriters from the 1970s. So we'll start it off with a great song from that LP. This is called Where Do the Children Play? WMFO.
A slot machine. Just get what you want to if you want, as you can get anything. I know we've come a long way, we're changing day to day, but tell me, where do the children play? Fresh green grass for your lorry loads, pumping petrol gas, and you make them long and you make them tough, but they just go on and on, and it seems that you can't get off. I know we've come a long way, we're changing day to day, but tell me, where do the children play? Cry. Will you tell us when to live? Will you tell us when to die? I know we've come a long way. We're changing day to day. But tell me, where do the children play?
His plan. The information's unavailable to the mortal man. We're working our jobs, collect our pay. Believe we're gliding down the highway when in fact we're slip sliding away. Slip sliding away. Slip sliding away. Sliding away, slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. Thank you.
The great Paul Simon at WMFO. We could do an entire show of his career alone. He's got such a great catalog and so many phenomenal songs. And also Cat Stevens, Where Do the Children Play? We are featuring the T for the Tillerman album upon the announcement of the 50-year re-recording, not re-release, re-recording of that LP. And we'll get back to it in just a second. First, a public service message from WMFO. Carbon monoxide is a colorless, odorless gas that can kill you. Don't use anything indoors that burns fuel, such as gasoline-powered generators, camp stoves, lanterns, or charcoal grills. Opening doors and windows or using fans won't prevent a buildup of carbon monoxide. Have your vents and chimneys checked to make sure water heater and gas furnace exhausts aren't blocked. If you feel sick, dizzy, or weak while using a generator, get to fresh air right away. This message is from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and Tufts Freeform Radio. Back to the T for the Tillerman LP. Wild World is one of the most iconic Cat Stevens songs, probably one of his biggest hits in terms of sales. But the remake of it for the 50th anniversary album is very different. And in fact, if you go on the Rolling Stone website, they have a link to a YouTube video which shows how this has been performed in recent years. And about it, he said, it's very waltzy. He said it could have been an Argentinian sort of tango type waltz back in 1940 or something like that. We don't have access to that one yet, but we can hear the original. This is Wild World, Cat Stevens, WMFO.
Everything to you. You say you want to start something new, and it's breaking my heart you're leaving. Maybe I'm grieving, but if you want to leave, take good care. Hope you have a lot of nice things to wear, but then a lot of nice things turn bad out there.
Thank you. tumbling down, a tumbling down, tumbling down.
91.5 WMFO. Featuring the singer-songwriters of the 1970s here on Rock of Ages at WMFO. Good morning, this is Ron LaRusso. We heard about $1 billion worth of album sales in that set. Elton John, of course, probably the 1970s largest selling artist in total. I don't know if that's true or not, but if it's not, it's close. Also, Carole King from Tapestry, which really was recorded early in the 70s, like maybe 1970, 71, but it held on to be the highest selling album of all time for many, many years, way longer than you might expect. And we heard Cat Stevens with Wild World here as we pay tribute to the announcement of the 50th anniversary of the T for the Tillerman album, which will be coming out in September. It will not be a remix of the old LP, but rather all new versions and new recordings, and we're looking forward to that. This next song is many people's favorite Cat Stevens song. It's called Father and Son. And the way he has arranged it on this new album, it's actually a duet with himself across 50 years. The voice of the son is him, recorded in 1970 at the Troubadour in L.A. when he was 20. Now he's 70. And so if you know the song, there's a dialogue between two parts, and he plays them both. And about this song, he said, originally it was intended for a musical he was writing based on the Russian Revolution, about a son living with his father on a farm, and the son wanted to join the march, and his father wanted him to stay home. Apparently the musical never got made, but the song is one of the most enduring. This is Father and Son. Cat Stevens here at WMFO.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot. Why, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. How can I try to explain? When I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same, same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go. Make a change, just sit down, take it slowly. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. Keeping all the things I knew inside. It's hard, but it's harder to ignore it. If they were right, I'd agree. But it's them they know, not me. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go.
Fragments of the songs carried down the wind from some radio, and the the murmuring of the city in the distance, ominous and low. I hear the sound of a world where we play, and the far too simple beauty of the promises we made. If you ever need holding, call my name. If you ever need holding, no holding back, I'll see you through the sky, blue and black. The touch of the lover ends and the soul of a friend begins. There's a need to be separate and a need to be one, and a struggle neither wins. But you gave me the world I was in and a place I can make a stand. I can never see how you doubted me when I let go of your hand. Yeah, and I was much younger then, and I must have thought that I
that's the way love is. That's the way.
celebrating the singer-songwriters of the 1970s this morning on Rock of Ages. That's Jackson Browne, one of my favorites. I cheated a little bit on that one in that he was a great singer-songwriter from the 70s and in the 70s. That song was from the 80s, I think, but I like it a lot. It's called Sky Blue and Black. And we heard father and son, Cat Stevens, from the featured album this morning, Tea for the Tillerman. And I cannot wait to hear the arrangement on the new 50th anniversary album where he sings a duet with himself. How cool is that? Across 50 years. So that'll be coming up when it gets released in September. He was also planning a show where he plays the album straight through. Maybe a tour, but definitely a show. And then COVID hit, and so that got shelved. But maybe he will do that once the album is released and things let up a little bit. We'll be back with more singer-songwriters from the 70s here on Rock of Ages.
Hi, this is Shukri Wright, host of the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Catch me every Saturday from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. on WMFO, TuneIn Radio app, and streaming globally on WMFO.org as I talk about the latest happenings in Boston sports and as well as across the sports landscape in general. You can catch the show on demand as well on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify.
Back to the music from the Tea for the Tillerman album. Cat Stevens here, WMFO.
I'm looking for a hard-headed woman, one who'll take me for myself. And if I find my hard-headed woman, I won't need nobody else. No, no, no. I'm looking for a hard-headed woman, headed woman, one who'll make me do my best. And if I find my hard-headed woman, I know the rest of my life will be blessed. Yes, yes, yeah, yes. On the floor, oh, oh. They move so smooth but have no answers. Oh, 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 oh. When you ask what you come here for, I don't why. Make me do my best.
And if I find my heart-headed woman,
for a juvenile, but then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid? Where's the fire? What's the hurry about? You better cool it off before you burn it out. You got so much to do and only so many hours in a day. That you can get what you want, or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Slow down, you're doing fine. You can't be everything you wanna be before your time. Although it's so romantic on the borderline tonight, tonight. Too bad, but it's the life you lead. You're so ahead of yourself that you forgot what you need. Though you could see when you're wrong, you know you can't always see when you're right, you're right. You got your passion, you got your pride, but don't you know that only fools are satisfied? Dream on, but don't imagine they'll all come true. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Take the phone off the hook and disappear for a while. It's alright, you can't afford to lose a day or two. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? And you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want, or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Ooh, why don't you realize Vienna waits for you? When will you realize Vienna waits for you?
Sweet dreams, but I forget how to breathe. its angry dawns. Their children hate them for the things they're not. They hate themselves for what they
Carly Simon, one of the great women singer-songwriters of the 1970s. We heard Carole King earlier, along with Joni Mitchell, Linda Ronstadt, Janis Ian. There were many fine women, but Carly was probably the first lady of singer-songwriters in the 1970s. She was married to James Taylor at the time, and they were a really hot and glamorous couple in the music industry. We also heard Billy Joel from The Stranger, Vienna, and Cat Stevens from our featured album, Hard-Headed Woman, from T for the Tillerman. You know, we're almost coming to the end of this hour. It's gone very fast, and I've left out a lot of really high-level and important singer-songwriters. We haven't heard from James Taylor or Don McLean, Jim Croce, Van Morrison. There's a long list of them. But with the time we have left, I wanted to play someone who was maybe not as quite as famous and a little more obscure than some of the others, Harry Chapin. You probably know him from Taxi or Cats in the Cradle. He had a great career going before his tragic death in a car accident on the Long Island Expressway in New York back in 1980 or 1981. But he is a fantastic storyteller, and he's got an album called Greatest Stories Live. And we'll hear this, Harry Chapin now on Rock of Ages.
But anyway, this is a song I could have written without John. It's about a singer from Dayton, Ohio, whose name is Mr. Tanner. And I'm sure someday John is going to be knighted for his method acting performance. Sir John Wallace. I love it.
Mr. Tanner was a cleaner from a town in the Midwest, and of all the cleaning shops around, he'd made his the best. But he also was a baritone who sang while hanging clothes. He practiced scales while pressing tails and sang at local shows. His friends and neighbors praised the voice that poured out from his throat. They said that he should use his gift instead of cleaning coats. was his life. It was not his livelihood. And it made him feel so happy. And it made him feel so good. And he sang from his heart. And he sang from his soul. He did not know how well he sang. It just made him whole. His friends kept working on him to try music out full time. A big debut and rave reviews, a great career to climb. Finally they got to him, he would take the fling. A concert agent in New York agreed to have him sing. And there were plane tickets, phone calls, money spent to rent the hall. It took most of his savings, but he gladly used them all. Was his life, it was not his livelihood, and it made him feel so happy, and it made him feel so good, and he sang from his heart, and he sang from his soul, he did not know how well he sang, it just made him whole. Smile, and in the half-filled hall the critics sat watching on the aisle. But the concert was a blur to him, spatters of applause. He did not know how well he sang, he only heard the flaws. But the critics were concise, it only took four lines, but no one could accuse them of being overkind. Mr. Martin Tanner, baritone of Dayton, Ohio, made his town hall debut last night. He came well prepared, but unfortunately, his presentation was not up to contemporary professional standards. His voice lacks the range of total color necessary to make it consistently interesting. Full-time consideration of another endeavor might be in order. Home to Dayton and was questioned by his friends, and he smiled and just said nothing, and he never sang again, excepting very late at night when the shop was dark and closed. He sang softly to himself as he sorted through the clothes. Music was his life, it was not his livelihood, and it made him feel so happy, it made him feel so good, and he sang from his heart, and he sang from his soul, and he did not know.
That is Harry Chapin, wrapping up our special Singer-Songwriters of the 1970s. That's all for me, Ron LaRussa. Thank you for listening. We will be back to our usual format and rock a little harder next week. Until then, have a great weekend. We'll see you next Thursday. ¶¶